This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Kentucky State Senator David Williams, who is the Republican nominee for governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. That is one of a few governorships up in this odd-numbered year. He is challenging current Democratic Governor Steve Beshear. Mr. Williams, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.
What convinced you to jump in this race? And I guess at the same time, what convinced you that another 4 years for Governor Beshear was not a good idea?
Well, I've been president of the Kentucky State Senate for about 10 years. And during that time period, I've watched Kentucky fall behind as far as in our ability to create and retain jobs. And especially in the last 4 years, we have double-digit unemployment. We have a tax system that's broken. We have a governor who is a supporter of Barack Obama and who will not oppose Obama health care, won't enter into the lawsuits concerning that governors and attorney generals of the various states have entered into, alleging, which I believe to be true, that it's an unconstitutional intervention into the federalist system. We have a governor that is from a coal-producing state that, you know, only reluctantly challenges all the cap and trade sort of imposed regulations that the Obama administration has imposed, which will not only hurt our coal mining areas, but will cause our utility rates to go through the roof and will be tremendously damaging to job creation. So I felt like that Kentucky was adrift and needed leadership with a double-digit unemployment, with the pension funds that are out of control here and they're going to bankrupt the state. So I decided to take on the governor, because if someone doesn't come forward to change the direction of Kentucky, will fall behind.
What's your platform for job creation in Kentucky?
The first thing that I would do as governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky is address our tax structure. In the last session of the General Assembly, I put forth the plan to put forth a tax commission to redraw the tax code in Kentucky. Right now, we have a high corporate and personal income tax. We have taxes, property taxes at the state and local level. We have every kind of tax on productivity that you can think, and not enough taxes on consumption. And because of that, a lot of companies and individuals take their assets and go to other states, and especially in this time where people are deciding where the best place in America to do business, not very many people are connected to areas. And Kentucky's not been able to keep up in retention. We have over a 10% unemployment rate, and as you and I both know, the unemployment rate calculations don't take into consideration people that have given up on work or people that are underemployed. So I think our tax structure is the number one disincentive that we have in the state. The other thing is that we have a state that has a cabinet called the Labor Cabinet. They don't call it the Job Creation Cabinet. They don't call it the Job Enhancement Cabinet. They call it the Labor Cabinet. And we have administrative regulations and enforcement processes that are going on against our businesses. And the first question every state bureaucrat ought to ask is, how can I help Company X or Employer Y create and retain jobs? And that sort of culture does not exist in Kentucky today. And if your listeners don't believe the head of government makes a difference in that, I submit Exhibit A, Barack Obama, who has advanced every kind of business-killing proposal from Obamacare to a stimulus package that drives us deeper in debt, to cap and trade, to all the sorts of interventions and regulations. So the head of government does make a difference in that sense also. And finally, I want to make sure that we reform our education system to make sure that we go back to basics, math, English. We've redone our testing system in the state under the leadership of the Republicans in the state Senate to do away with a curriculum that was too broad, that was not preparing our students for the workplace or for higher education. So those are the main platform issues that I have. We have a governor that doesn't accept the fact that we have a pension system, a defined benefit system that will bankrupt the state, not unlike many other states, but at least those other states have recognized the problem. So Governor Beshear does not recognize the tax system needs to be changed, does not realize that the pension system needs to be changed, and is not willing to take on the folks that don't want us to change the business environment in this state. And he does that because he is a tool of the special interest and has publicly endorsed Barack Obama's platform in many areas, and we just need a change.
You mentioned a couple of times now the president's health care plan and how Governor Beshear has at least not challenged it, if not embraced it. In terms of the impact on the state, if this comes in full force, I've already spoken with some medical professionals in Kentucky who are worried that there are people already on the Medicaid rolls who probably shouldn't be there. They don't need to be there. Now that the president's health care plan calls for a lot of people to be added to those, what's going to be the burden on the state, and how do you deal with that?
Oh, I mean, the addition of the Medicaid eligibility standards that we're going to have, essentially 140% poverty level will put you on the Medicaid rolls. But there's tremendous fraud, in our opinion, in Kentucky, because they won't allow us, after they sign people up, to do face-to-face interviews. We had a budget provision this last year that required face-to-face interviews when people renewed their status. And quite frankly, Greg, I don't believe if someone's receiving free medical care that it's a very big burden for them to have to come in and justify that they're still eligible. We'll have a tremendous increase in the percentage of Kentuckians. We have about 800,000 Kentuckians out of a 4.2 million population that are on the Medicaid rolls right now, and it's anticipated that we could have 400,000 to 600,000 additional Kentuckians on there. That would be 30% of the population, and it's not a sustainable situation. The federal government says they're going to pay the entire load for a while and then transition, but the tremendous problems that we'll have with servicing these people, and then not only the folks that go on the Medicaid rolls, recent calculations, and you've seen in the last several days, are the individuals that will be eligible for subsidies to receive health care insurance, and it's estimated that families of four up to $60,000 under some calculation, unintended consequences of this attempt by Obama to put in a single-payer system that looks like Canada at best and England at worst. So it had a devastating effect on Kentucky.
Last question, sir. The latest surveys suggest that the governor is ahead anywhere from about 10 to 20 points in a state that traditionally, at least in presidential elections, and you have two Republican senators certainly, generally leans to the right a little bit. So what do you think you need to do in the ensuing months to either highlight your plans or call out the governor's record?
Well, we only have had two Republican elected governors in modern history. I just have to stay on the campaign trail and bring to people's attention the fact that they do have a choice in the fall campaign of letting Kentucky join our other sister states who are making fundamental changes in their tax codes and in their pension systems and other things that will make Kentucky the kind of place, the best place in America to create and retain jobs. And if that message gets out, I'm able to raise enough money to go against this political machine that the governor has established. I think we have a very good chance of winning this race this fall, and I think that since there are only four governor's races in the country, the Louisiana race, the Mississippi race are pretty safely in the Republican column. Over in West Virginia, we have a self-funded Republican challenging Earl Ray Tomlin, the Senate president, who's acting governor. So this is the race that I think will have a lot of national attention and will be kind of canary in the coal mine situation as to whether or not there's enough activity around to see a big sea change in the presidential election and then the governor's races next year. So I think you'll see a lot of involvement. We have a lot of capacity, I have a lot of energy and a lot of confidence that people in Kentucky are ready for a change.
Real quick, where can folks find you online?
www.williamsfarmer.com. That's www.williamsfarmer.com. I'd be glad to converse with anyone, and of course we ask everyone to get on there and take a look at our positions and to know that Kentucky's fixing to join the 29 other states that believe that Republican governors are where the fight is going to be taken to the federal government.
Well, like you said, this is probably the marquee matchup in the nation in this odd numbered election year. Senator Williams, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity. Best to you.
Thank you, sir. State Senator David Williams, the Republican nominee for governor in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.